All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I want to thank my guest, Dr. Michael Rosen. And, you know, if you are just joining us this evening at 8 p.m., I will be at Candidate Mandela Barnes, who is Lieutenant Governor, who is a candidate for the Democratic nomination to actually run against United States Senator Ron Johnson. And so I'll be live from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. P.m. 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Tune in. We'll have guests. Certainly, we're going to have a conversation with Mandela Barnes. Senator Tammy Baldwin, United States Senator Tammy Baldwin, is going to be there. I know we'll be able to have a conversation with her and others. So that's going to be from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. this evening. I'll be back in the saddle again tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., I think. but I know I will. And what I'll do is I'll definitely line up many different political guests for tomorrow morning, as tonight will be a time for frolic, because Mandela Barnes is going to be the last man standing, and he will become the nominee to take on Ron Johnson. And I am telling you right now that Mandela Barnes is going to defeat Ron Johnson and become one of the youngest United States senators in the history of this nation, 35, 36 years old. He'll be there for, you know, decades. So it's a big deal. It really is. Make sure you get out and vote. If you haven't voted, you can do that now until 8 p.m. this evening. So make sure you bring an ID. If you're in line by the time the polls close, doesn't matter how late it is, you get a chance to cast your ballot. But I want to talk now about you know, what is taking place because of the raid at Donald Trump's boudoir. Mar-a-Lago, you can talk about what's right, what's wrong, and what should happen and what should not happen. But what took place was based on the fact that a judge determined, based on evidence, that something, that Donald Trump did something illegal. And when you hear senators like Florida Senator Marco Rubio warning the president of the United States administration is playing with fire, after Donald Trump said the FBI raided his Mar-a-Lago resort. He ain't playing with fire. Donald Trump is not president of the United States anymore, and he hasn't been for going on almost 2 years. He's not a king. He's not an emperor. He lost. He should go somewhere and take his ball and sit down. Because nobody, for the most part, outside of a select few people who clearly have some issues, care anything at all about what Donald Trump, who is clearly a criminal, you know, it really does give me pause to hear Republicans constantly talking about law and order. Well, we're about law and order, and then there's criminal activity going on all over this country, and the Democrats won't put 87,000 more police in position Because that's what we are concerned about, law and order. Oh, you are you? Donald Trump and the things that he's done and the things that they can get him on, clearly they haven't gotten him on anywhere near the amount of things that he's done. What helped him was the fact that he was president of the United States. In fact, the fact that Merrick Garland and the Department of Justice and the FBI and the head of the FBI, the guy Donald Trump put in that position and said, was a great guy. I remember when you put him in a position, oh, he's a great guy. He really is. Well, now, that's the guy who had to pull the trigger on going to Mar-a-Lago. And as Donald Trump and you know, say, well, he even broke in my safe. Criminal activity was underway with the then president of the United States. He committed crimes. And if you are a person who claims to be so pro-law and order, and you want them to crack down on cities, you know, those people in the cities, they really need, you know, they're criminals, and we need more police. As a matter of fact, instead of 87 different IRS agents, 87,000 different IRS agents, we want 87,000 more police. Okay. Well, let's start right there in Mar-a-Lago. Let's start right there with Donald Trump and clean up that mess. Demand that they clean that mess up. Because that criminal activity was done in the highest level of this government for the entire world to see. And now, those things that have been done in the dark are finally coming to the light. And those who thought that Donald Trump, he almost himself believed that he was untouchable. He really did. And those around him helped him believe that he was untouchable. So Marco Rubio, little Marco, as Donald Trump called you when you were running against him, you know, and now you're willing to sell everything it is you have because you're a coward, you're afraid to talk about what the truth is. What kind of people who are in political leadership and you're a United States senator and Donald Trump is nothing or nobody, he's a citizen. Why are you cowering at the foot of a citizen? Our phone lines are open, as always, at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You know, yeah, conservatives who listen to this show, shouldn't you ask the question why United States senators are afraid of a citizen? Well, yeah, he's the Don. Oh, you don't mean just Donald Trump. You mean he's the Don, i.e. someone you should fear. I don't deny that or dispute that that's part of what happens with Donald Trump. There are people who are so terrified that he's got something on them or he's going to do something to them if they straighten their backs up. But you don't have enough of them to straighten their backs up. There's conversation and talk coming from areas of MAGA land and MAGA world that they're going to take on the FBI in whatever manner that is. Whatever kind of threat you may sense that to be, they're saying these things publicly. Taking on the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And I just don't understand why the hammer doesn't fall on those who now are willing to do whatever it takes. You got to understand what time it is in this country. And this country is in a serious, serious way. Because either you agree with Donald Trump or you disagree. And if you wind up being one of those who disagree, there are threats going to be made on you. Well, you know, sometimes you have to ignore the threats and challenge and speak truth to power. You know, the problem, one of the major problems we have is people are so afraid. What are you afraid of? You know, these people who support Trump, I get it. There, many of them, are thugs. That's what they are. I didn't say all. I said many of them. And so what do? They threaten people. You know, they talk about what happens in central cities across the nation. But I'm talking about the folk who in broad daylight make threats to people who don't support the criminal that is their king and their leader and their ruler. Some of us, we don't have to worry about that anymore. Donald Trump is not the president of the United States. He hasn't been for almost 2 years. Yet you are still capitulating, bowing and scraping every time you see him, as if he somehow has some kind of juice that's going to allow him to become the president of the United States ever again. That's never going to happen again. That mistake will go down in history as one of the worst mistakes in the history of this nation. A man who clearly has no conscience and who has really taken this nation on a rocket ship to hell. That's what Donald Trump has done. And he's taken a lot of you for the ride along with him. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. What do you say? We'll be right back.